Here's a question. Do charter schools drain money from traditional public schools? That's a key point of contention in this fall's debate over question two, which would lift the cap on the number of charter schools in Massachusetts. A new report says charters don't siphon dollars from standard public schools. It says per-pupil spending in district schools has not gone down. Well, as with everything connected with school funding, though, the story may be more complicated. WBUR's Louise Kennedy reports.
Eileen McEnany heads the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. She says the group's report shows that charter schools get about 4% of the education budget and serve about 4% of the students.
It is proportional. That's appropriate because a cornerstone of the education reform law is that education funding should follow the student.
The report also notes that some traditional districts with charters now spend more per pupil than they used to, others less, and still others about the same. Some districts, like Boston, have managed to raise per pupil levels by taking money from other parts of the city budget. Districts also have to pay transportation costs for every charter student, a cost not included in the per pupil amount they send to charter schools. Other costs, like those for students who return to district schools from charters at mid-year, complicate the picture still more.
And when they return without funding.
Gary Myron is a fellow at the National Education Policy Center. He studies charter schools. He has not seen the report, but he says per-pupil funding is an incomplete way to measure the impact of charters.
It's important to recognize that the same amount of money isn't always fair or equitable.
The Taxpayers Foundation says it won't take a position on question two, but its report is sure to fuel the debate between now and Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Louise Kennedy.